il y a quelques minutes. Il y a se dit ago. Ago, ça s'écrit A-G-O. Ago. Ça se place à la fin de la phrase. On dit donc a few minutes ago. Il y a quelques minutes. Mais ago s'emploie pour il y a quand on parle d'une durée et non dans le sens de il y a quelqu'un ou quelque chose, comme il y a un livre. Il y a un livre sur la table, il y a un message pour vous. Dans ce cas, il y a se dit there is. Là est. Quand il s'agit du pluriel, il y a des messages, ça devient there are. Il y a un message, se dit there is a message. Il y a des messages, se dit there are messages ou there are some messages. Vous vous rappelez ?
Oui, oui. Mm-hmm.
Mais pour il y a quelques minutes, là on dit a few minutes ago. A few minutes ago. Il y a quelques jours, jour se dit day. Alors, comment dit-on il y a quelques jours?
A few days ago.
Right, a few days ago. La semaine, the week. The week, ça s'écrit W-E-E-K, comme weekend. The week. Alors, il y a quelques semaines?
A few weeks ago.
Right, a few weeks ago. Comment dit-on « Je suis arrivé il y a quelques jours » ?
I arrived a few days ago.
Right, I arrived a few days ago. Quand est-ce que vous êtes arrivé ici ?
When did you arrive ?
Once more.
When did you arrive ? Did you arrive?
Yes.
Ah.
Okay, once more.
When did you arrive?
Right. When did you arrive? D'accord?
Mm-hmm.
Le verbe est à l'infinitif sans le to. À quelle heure avez-vous commencé?
At what time?
Yes, at what time?
At what time?
Time.
Time.
Yes, once more.
At what time...
Right. At what time avez-vous commencé?
Did you start?
Right. At what time did you start? At what time did you start? Comment dit-on? Nous avons commencé il y a quelques minutes.
We started...
Yes, un peu plus clairement.
Oh. We started...
Good. We started...
A few minutes ago.
Right, we started a few minutes ago. Quand est-ce que le film a commencé?
When the film...
Quand est-ce que le film a commencé?
When... did...
Good. When did the film...
When did... The movie start.
Right, yes, you can use movie. When did the movie start? Le film a commencé il y a 10 minutes.
The film started...
Once more, plus clairement.
Started.
Started, yes, say it again.
The film started...
Il y a 10 minutes. 10, c'est 10. 10.
10 minutes ago.
The film started 10 minutes ago. Combien de temps êtes-vous resté?
How much time?
How?
Oh, how long?
How long?
How long? How long?
Good, but sans prononcer le G. How long?
How long?
Yes.
Did you stay?
Right. How long did you stay? Nous ne sommes pas restés longtemps.
We didn't stay long.
Long.
Oh, long, yes. We didn't stay long.
Nous sommes restés à la maison.
Non, attention.
C'est seulement quand il s'agit d'un verbe qui se termine par un T ou un D, que l'on ajoute le son ed. Intended, decided. Sinon, on ajoute que le son du D. Comment dit-on rester?
To stay.
Alors, nous sommes restés.
We stayed.
We stayed.
We stayed.
Quand il n'y a pas de T ou de D à l'infinitif, on ne prononce que le D.
We stayed at home.
We stayed at home. Oui, mais nous avons décidé de rester à la maison.
We decided.
Right. Dans ce cas, on dit decided, d'accord? We decided.
We decided to stay at home.
To stay at home, yes. We decided to stay at home. Essayez, vous vous souvenez?
To try.
To try. J'ai essayé de le faire.
I tried.
Good.
To do it.
Very good. I tried to do it. Mais c'était trop difficile.
But...
C'était...
It was...
Good! Et difficile? Difficult.
Difficult. Too difficult?
Too difficult, yes. Facile, easy. Easy. Easy s'écrit E-A-S-Y. Easy. Alors, comment dit-on? C'était très facile.
It was very easy.
Right, it was very easy. It was very easy. Alors, once more. Encore une fois. J'ai essayé de le faire, mais c'était trop difficile.
I tried to do it.
Yes, I tried to do it, mais c'était trop difficile.
But it was too difficult.
Right, but it was too difficult. J'ai essayé de le faire, mais c'était trop difficile. I tried to do it, but it was too difficult. Comment dit-on? Je vous ai appelé hier soir, mais vous n'étiez pas à la maison.
I call you yesterday.
Yes, plus clairement.
I called.
Yes, I called.
I called you yesterday.
Hier soir. Yesterday, c'est hier. Hier soir, c'est...
Last night.
Last night, I called you.
I called you last night.
Last night. Mais vous n'étiez pas à la maison. Vous n'étiez pas chez vous.
But you were not...
Very good. Yes, but you were not at home. But you were not at home. Où étiez-vous? Avec le verbe être, il n'y a pas de signal. Donc, il ne faut pas employer do. Did, n'est-ce pas?
Where you?
Right. Where were you? Yes. Where were you? Je voulais les voir, mais ils n'étaient pas à la maison.
I wanted to see him.
Les voir.
Oh, I wanted to see them.
Right. I wanted to see them. Mais ils n'étaient pas chez eux. Ils n'étaient pas à la maison.
But... They were not at home.
Right, but they were not at home. Yes, I wanted to see them, but they were not at home.